skydiving.
Sparks had shut his eyes and had started to dream. All of a sudden, Harry Carey said, "Cruising at 37,000 feet." Sparks looked about him. They were above the clouds. It was all he had hoped it would be. Sparks was so busy taking in the sights that he did not notice Harry Carey switching off two of his engines and dropping his nose in order to start losing height. It was only when they went through some cloud that Sparks thought something may be up.
"Everything all right, Harry Carey?"
asked Sparks, rather tentatively. There was no answer.
"We seem to be losing height, and two of your engines do not seem to be on?"
asked Sparks, a tad nervously. Still no answer. Instead, the rate and speed of decline suddenly increased.
"Harry Carey!" shouted Sparks. "What is wrong?"
Still there was no response. Sparks was starting to fret. He started to recall the emergency procedures that he knew backwards.
"Harry Carey!" screamed Sparks. "Talk to me!"
Still nothing. Meanwhile, the speed and angle of descent of Harry Carey, with Sparks on his back, was getting greater and greater.
"I can only give this a few more seconds before I have to get off," Sparks said out loud, mainly to himself, but hoping Harry Carey would hear and respond.
Still no sign of life from Harry Carey.
Sparks had heard various stories about Harry Carey, but nothing like this. This must be for real. This was no joke. Sparks said to himself, "That's it. Time to get off." Sparks was sure they were going to crash in a big ball of fire. Just then, above the roar of all the noise, Sparks heard very faintly,
"You will make sure that you will sit in exactly the right position next time, won't you, young Sparks, the rookie space shuttle on my back?"
Sparks looked down and saw the smirk on Harry Carey's face. At the same time, the two other engines came to life, and they started to level out before climbing again.
"I suppose you think that was funny," said Sparks.